This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly English Premier League on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Betting Weekly podcast in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. As ever, I'm your host, Harry Simeon. I'm delighted to be joined by the main man once again, Mr. Nigel Seeley, who'll be taking us through the Premier League action. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I was looking. I need a bit of light, Harry. I'm just trying to get my light sorted out. But no, that's a little bit better. I'm a bit bright. I'm okay, mate. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, dreadful week last week. It was our worst week of the podcast. Nothing went for us. Didn't even get close, really. But we got so much winnings in the bank that we can afford a poor week. But we don't want too many of them. We don't want two or three on the spin. We wanted to just keep that as a one off, and then we move on. But other than that, all good. I mean, been up all night watching the tennis. BetRivers very kindly let me do a podcast with him on the tennis with James Blake, the former world number four tennis player, and obviously the golf as well. You know, the guys from Golf Betting Club are obviously doing a podcast as well. So it's all very busy, all very exciting, and looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Let's start by working our way through some of the Premier League games coming up that you in particular want to have a look at. Let's start off with the game between Watford and Norwich City. If I'm not mistaken, that's the Friday night game, right?
Yeah, Friday night game, tomorrow evening. So that's, 2:30, 2:45 Eastern time. This is a real tough one to start the Premier League weekend off. Because it's a Friday night, you would expect it to be a little bit more feisty under the lights. I like night games of football, especially when games mean something under the lights. You know, teams at the top of the table under the lights and teams at the bottom of the table fighting for their lives. So we may expect a quite exciting game in this game, but would you trust any of these two sides with any of your hard-earned money? That is the question. And the answer to that question for me is not a chance. If you're looking at the favourite, Watford are plus 105, but they haven't won in eight games. They got a draw last week, a valuable draw last week at Newcastle. But prior to that, they lost their last seven. So would you be betting them at plus 105? I wouldn't bet them at 105 against anybody. But saying that, Norwich come here in absolute terrible form, but they did win against Everton last time out, and they're available at 265, which must be one of the lowest prices they've been, well, especially the lowest price on the road they've been for probably 2 years in the Premier League. You wouldn't trust them either. But the thing is, a draw is a terrible result for both of these sides. It's particularly Norwich, it's a terrible result. So they're both going to go for it, I think. I don't see any holding back. Watford don't really hold back under Ranieri. He's a very offensive type of manager. He likes the teams to play off the front foot, puts pressure on them, hits them on the counter-attack, even at home. They've got goals in them. They give goals away. And for Norwich, I feel this is their last chance. They've got to win this game. They have to win this game. So instead of making an angle for the match winner, you know, Watford are plus 105, Norwich might plus 265, which we can't really make claims for either side, we've got to make an angle for the goals, I think, here. I think over 2.5 goals or both teams to score. Over 2.5 goals is minus 115 with BetRivers. I think that's probably the best angle you want to play. So my way of attack here is on the goals angle. So both teams to score, yes. Because if Watford go 1-0 up, Norwich will have to come out. And same like the other side. It's the same kind of thing as what happened the other day, last weekend in the Watford game against Newcastle. I know the over 2.5 goals didn't cash, but both teams to score did. And I think goals. I think on Friday night, under the lights, end-to-end, must-win match for both sides. And I think the goals angle is definitely where you want to approach here. I'm looking for the price. Both teams to score, yes, is plus 170. So, minus 136. Over 2.5 goals is minus 115. So that would be my form of attack here.
Brilliant stuff. Let's move on to the game between Manchester United and West Ham. Now, at the time of recording, we're recording this the day after Manchester United went and won at Brentford. But of course, there were a lot of questions asked of Manchester United's performance again. So what do you make of them going into this one? And of course, West Ham United, their opponents.
Well, you say that. questions about their performance. They were under pressure in the first half. They were very clearly under pressure. They had all the possession. They had 63% of possession that first half. But De Gea pulled off a couple of good saves. But that's the sign of a team that's improving, isn't it? To go somewhere, not play so well and win three. They put the game to bed in 22 clinical minutes in the second half. That's a good team. You know, teams can score three goals. I look at the metrics of them and I think Ralf Rangnick is doing a good job. I mean, they've only lost once in 12 matches under the charge of the German. When he took over, they were going one way and that was down. And now they're in 2 points of fourth place in the Premier League. And if they beat West Ham, they go above West Ham in the Premier League. The other thing I think he's doing well is, I think, you know, people are saying that he took off Ronaldo yesterday and Ronaldo didn't play and Ronaldo's not happy and all that. I think that's a good thing to make it quite competitive for places. I think Ronaldo will have a big performance in him coming up and it could be at the weekend. They're also saving him. I mean, he's 38 years of age. The Premier League and the FA Cup games come up. So a lot of football, you don't get that intensity in Spain or in Italy. So I think he's been very clever with what he's doing to Ronaldo. He's changed the system at Manchester United, and it's a system that I think they like. Greenwood played well yesterday, and the encouraging for him was Rashford scored a goal as well. It's been pretty poor in the last few weeks. So I think Man United, I think there's a lot to like about Manchester United. You know, if that was a performance last night from Manchester City or Chelsea, you'd turn around and say, well, that's what they do. They withheld the pressure, don't concede, and then they put the game to bed in 22 minutes. It's what you do. You win titles when you play bad, then you get the result. And I think there's a lot to like about them. I like them in this game at -110. I know they haven't had the rest that West Ham have, but would you bet West Ham with any confidence? I mean, you have got no idea what West Ham were going to turn up. Last week, they were at home to Leeds. They were a team that were decimated by injuries. Everyone expected West Ham to beat Leeds quite convincingly, myself included. And they defended atrociously. And Leeds thoroughly deserved the win, which was with a reserve team. So we don't know what West Ham will turn up. But I think Man United at -110, I think there's a little bit of value in that price. I would make them closer to -130, -125, something like that. I think -110 is a bet. And I'm quite strong on Man United this week.
Cool. Leicester City had their hearts broken in the 95th and 97th minute last night against Tottenham Hotspur. Can they bounce back this weekend against Brighton and Hove Albion?
Well, it's going to be very hard for them to be up for this game. And this is the reason why I wanted to talk about this game, because, you know, that heartbreak of conceding two goals in the 95th and 96th minute to lose a match. You know, first of all, you think you've won it. Then you think you've got a point. And then the demoralising. What's their team going to be like going into training today? I've got no idea. Brendan Rodgers has got a big job to get them up for this game. And they face a very, very difficult side in Brighton. Very, very hard to beat. Always do well on the metrics, always do well on the goal XG, always do well. And they're turning all those sort of metric performances into good performances in the Premier League. The thing is for me, though, it's that they've become the draw specialists. I mean, 13 of their last 18 matches they've drawn. They've drawn their last three. And the draw here is the biggest price of all three outcomes. You know, Leicester are +143, the draw, Brighton are +$2, and the draw is +240. It's got draw written all over this game. I think Leicester will be demoralised. Just want to get a point. Just get going again next week. Don't lose, but, you know, just get something on the board. And Brighton just draw games. They never know when to give up. They kind of come from behind twice against Chelsea to force a draw. I think a goal scoring draw. I don't think the 0-0 detector's out here. I mean, no, it's not out at all. I think 1-1, 2-2. They met in the cup earlier in the season. It was a 2-2 draw. And I think it's got draw written all over it. I think +240 to draw is a cracking wager. I really do. I love the draw in this game.
In complete contrast to Leicester City, Tottenham Hotspur will be buzzing for their trip to Stamford Bridge. But it's not always been a happy hunting ground for them, has it, Nigel? So what do you make of this one? Well, Chelsea versus Spurs.
That's what I was going to say. They'll be buzzing until they saw where they go next. They go to Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea just have the voodoo sign over Tottenham in everything they do. They've had a couple of wins in cup competitions. But in the Premier League, this has been a 3 points guaranteed for Chelsea. There's a couple of caveats now. You've got Conte going back to Chelsea, which is interesting. You know, but he didn't do any good in the cup, did he? He got beat twice when he took his side in the semi-final of the Carabao Cup. They played each other three times this season. Chelsea have won all three. Tottenham haven't even scored a goal. In the last five matches, Chelsea have won them all. Tottenham haven't scored a goal in the last five either. Chelsea have to turn their season around quickly. They're not going to win the title. But for me, I desperately need them to do well because I bet them to finish second to Manchester City. So do it if you can't do it for the manager, do it for the good old Nige. I want them to win this game. I wouldn't bet on it. I couldn't bet on it. But I have a feeling, I mean, if you're looking at the stats and you're looking at the history between these two subs, these two sides, and the way that the recent matches have gone, it could be a time to go back to the tried and tested formula of betting Chelsea to win 2-0. That's the way I'm looking at this game. I think that Chelsea just may have to go back to doing what they've done over the years, over recent months, and get back to doing something more than what they're used to, and not try to be so offensive, not trying to say it worked. They tried to be a bit more aggressive, a bit more free-flowing, and it hasn't built on their defence. And I think the Chelsea win to nil was plus 163, I think, maybe a little bit better value than betting the Chelsea to win the game at plus, minus 155. But I would tread very carefully on this game. I think it's quite a difficult one to call. I wouldn't really have too much of a strong opinion on that one compared to the other games.
Cool. Let's move on to the parlay of the week. What have you put together for us this time around?
Well, I'm going to go for five teams. The first one I'm going to go for is Manchester United. I mean, you said to me that, you know, queries about their performance and all that, but I just think that minus 110 is too big to miss. I think that's got to be a price that we've got to go. I mean, they're doing well on the Rhine. I mean, the performances haven't been great, but the results, they've been grinding out results. Defensively, they look a lot better. Look a lot better without Harry Maguire in defence, certainly. And, you know, I think they'll get something. So that's my bet in the Premier League. I'm going to go for, in the Championship, in the Derby, the Midlands Derby. I'm going to go for Nottingham Forest to beat Derby, in the Derby. It's a Derby, but Derby are playing. I think Nottingham Forest will win this game. I saw Nottingham Forest earlier in the season. I was really impressed with them. They've been an unbelievably good run. They look like they're going to make the playoffs. They lost a couple of games and now they've bounced back. I think their losses were because they were playing Arsenal in the FA Cup. And I think that took the attention away from their league form. I think a game against Derby, who are doing incredibly well under Wayne Rooney. But Wayne Rooney is now being linked with the Everton job. He may be lured into that. Derby are a club just sitting on the top of a clifftop that could just fall off at any stage. And Rooney's holding it together. And I think the interest from Everton may be a really, really unwanted distraction. And I think Nottingham Forest will beat Derby. Salford to beat Colchester in League Two. Salford were the bookies' favourites to win League Two this season. I actually bet them to win League Two. It hasn't turned out at all well. Salford are famously owned by Gary Neville and the Manchester United, Nicky Butt and Paul Scholes from Manchester United. But they usually have sacked the manager, and they haven't sacked the manager, Gary Bowyer. He's under pressure. But the last few weeks, you can just see they're getting things together. And that league is so tight that if they can make the playoffs and get some momentum, they will. I think if they get the playoffs, I think they can get promotion. And they're playing a Colchester side who sacked the manager, Hayden Mullins, who are the worst performing side in English football at the moment. They've lost their last six games and they've conceded at least two goals in every one of those six. So I think Salford will beat Colchester. And a two on the continent, I'm going for Leipzig to beat Wolfsburg. I bet Leipzig last week. Their European service, my European tips have been on fire. I bet Leipzig to beat win last week. They won. They've got a new manager. They went through a bit of a transitional period when the manager was sacked, but they're looking good again now. They're playing a Wolfsburg side in absolute dreadful form. I think Leipzig will win that. And I think Villarreal will beat Mallorca in Spain. Villarreal looking to get into the Europa League positions, haven't been playing that well, but it's so tight. And I think Mallorca are a good opponent for them. So the five teams this week are Manchester United in the Premier League, Nottingham Forest in the Championship, English Championship, Salford in English League Two, Leipzig in the Bundesliga in Germany, and Villarreal in Spain. And the five-team parlay pays 12-1, which I think is a nice little parlay at 12-1. Keep the stakes very, very small, but it's worth a little bit of interest on that. Five teams give us interest over the weekend.
Definitely. Sounds good to me. Just to round up, Man United, Nottingham Forest, Salford, Leipzig and Villarreal, 12-1. That's Nigel's parlay of the week. Let's have your dog of the week. So the underdog bet that has really caught your attention looking at the odds this week.
Well, I'm going to I've looked through all across Europe, and I was very, very tempted. People might think I'm crazy, but I was very, very tempted to go with Stoke to beat Fulham, which is quite crazy when you think that Fulham scored 19 goals in their last three games, where I thought plus 450 on Stoke at home were the kind of opponent that could stop that if they they physically roughed up Fulham. But I decided not to. I'm going to go for a team in the Premier League, and they are plus 480 at home. And that team is almost 5-1, Palace to beat Liverpool. I think if you bet Palace when they're underdogs, every season you'll make money. They've already beaten Manchester City this year at Manchester City. They beat Manchester City before. They've gone to Liverpool and won in previous years. They're a good side, good manager. They've got goals in them. The players are coming back. Eze's coming back. Wilfried Zaha was suspended. He's back. You've obviously Conor Gallagher, midfielder, probably been one of the best players in the Premier League this season. And at home, at that atmosphere, at Selhurst Park, they are a match for anybody. And the reason I like it as well is because Liverpool are going to play tonight at the Emirates, a game that we're going to go to. And they're probably going to play a similar kind of side. There's no Mane. There's no Salah. They're both still in the African Cup of Nations. Liverpool without those two aren't the same. I know they beat Brentford at home, but their performances aren't the same without them two. And the same players they're going to ask to play on the Thursday, they're going to ask them again to perform on Sunday. And I just think Palace at plus 480, a little bit of value. I'm not saying this dog of the week is someone who I think is a bit of value. You know, if it wins, great. But I think if you bet Palace plus a goal, you won't go far wrong. If you bet Palace plus half a goal, you won't go far wrong. But at just on the odds, I think Palace being underdogs almost 5-1 at home to a Liverpool side without Mane and Salah and having to play Arsenal in a game that could go all the way to penalties tonight, very likely could go all the way.
I hope not.
Well, I know it's the missus' birthday, Harry. You'll be back in trouble if you get the penalties. But I think that Palace at plus 480 would be my dog of the week this week.
Brilliant stuff. What about your best bet overall? What would you say is the best bet overall this weekend?
My best bet of the week, I know it's a derby and I don't like betting in derbies and the form book goes out the window, but I just feel that everything is going right for Nottingham Forest to beat Derby on Saturday. It's an early kickoff in the Championship. I highlighted it before. Wayne Rooney is doing an incredible job at Derby. The club have no money. They've got transfer embargoes. Players want to be sold. The administrators want to investigate him again. The club could go out of business unless they can get a takeover bid. But somehow he's steadying the ship and doing brilliant. But the problem is now is what he's doing has caught the attention of Everton, his home club, where he grew up, where he played as a youth team. He's been linked with the manager. Whether he gets the manager's job or not, that interest for them, if they're going to interview him, will have massive repercussions in the dressing room at Derby because he is holding that whole team together. If he goes, Derby Football Club could go as well. And I think that's such a distraction for them in probably their biggest game of the season. They've got off the bottom of the table despite having 12 points deducted. And now they play their local Derby against the side. And like I say, I saw Forest earlier this season. I know it was only a one-off, but I was really, really impressed with him. Steve Cooper is a great manager. I give them the reason why they had a couple of slips was because they were playing Arsenal in the FA Cup. That's gone. They've got Leicester to come in the FA Cup, but they can focus about that after this game. But I think Forest, I think they're even money to beat Derby, is just a little bit too much value and would be my bet of the week this week.
Sounds good. That's an interesting fixture, that is. And maybe perhaps for people that are maybe outside of the UK, they don't really understand this sort of how big this derby is, because these are two sides that once upon a time, Nigel, were two of the heavyweights of English football, right?
Yeah, I mean, Brian Clough managed both of them, obviously, and there's a huge rivalry between the two, and they both won the English title, you know, the old First Division before it was the Premier League. So these are two big greats, and obviously Nottingham Forest were champions of Europe twice. You know, this is people new to football, might not to soccer in America, might not realise the history that these two sides have. But just let me just put it into perspective about Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney is currently the second favourite at 2-1 to be the next Everton manager. So he is really, really very high thought of at Everton. Everton need some boost in the club because they're a club going nowhere. And that attention for him ahead of this game is far from ideal for Derby. And I think Forest will capitalise on that and get the win.
Good stuff. Right, that concludes this week's edition of the Betting Weekly podcast in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Give Bet Rivers a follow on social media at Bet Rivers. You can also follow Nigel at Seely underscore Nigel. There you go. I remembered your Twitter handle this time around. Good stuff. Make sure you give us a follow on all the multiple platforms. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel if that's where you're joining us from. And if you're listening via the audio platforms, please do subscribe and leave us a review. We'll be back next week with more tips, with more wagers, and hopefully more winnings to brag about. Until next time, take care. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly English Premier League on the Bet Rivers Network.